This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
Fisher populations are down. There's a consensus among wildlife biologists at least about that. But why this is happening is open to debate, as is what to do about it. I'm Dave Anderson of the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. I recently sat down with a couple of wildlife biologists who disagree.
So among fur bears that New Hampshire Fish and Game regulates is the fisher, which some people call fisher cat. And we don't really have, they're not a cat, they're a weasel species.
The other thing is that they're not as big as people tend to want to think they are.
That's Mead Caddo.
Mead rhymes with weed, Caddo rhymes with shadow.
He's a naturalist and former executive director of the Harris Center for Conservation Education.
So a big male fisher is about the size of a fox. Only difference is it's got shorter legs, shorter nose, and bigger feet.
And they are a species, it's a game species. So there's a trapping season, yes?
Yes, there's a trapping season and a hunting season.
I also spoke with Patrick Tate from New Hampshire Fish and Game. He leads the state's Fur Bearer Project. And trapping season is important because fisher populations are extrapolated by the number of animals trapped.
It is interesting in the sense that it's not a census, it's an index. Okay. It gives you an idea of the population on the landscape, but you cannot calculate a population level.
Most people agree that this index isn't a great way to estimate the population, but conducting a full population survey is an extremely expensive process, tracking and counting an animal that prefers to remain unseen. So it's not great, but it's what we got. And that's where things get tricky, because the index has charted a steady decline in fisher numbers over the past 15 years. I asked Patrick from Fish and Game if other states are seeing this decline.
It's not only in New Hampshire. Maine has talked to us about their declines. Vermont has talked to us about their declines. The interesting thing in this very southern edge of its range, meaning down Pennsylvania area, Virginia, and those places, they're seeing those populations expand.
Mead from the Harris Center sees a pattern among states seeing a decline.
It seems to be localized in New Hampshire and Maine, where the trapping is most liberal. But Maine has put out some really good research. There was a study done in the 1980s, and they got to the point where they had 76 fishers collared, and it turned out that 80% of the deaths that they recorded in those fishers was due to trapping. So that was, to me, that's a pretty good indication that trapping can be a major problem.
But Patrick suggests taking a step back and looking at the larger picture on the landscape.
Our marten population's doing the best it's ever has. Our bobcat population is through the roof. If your bobcats are high, your fisher are going to be low. A bobcat is deadly on a female fisher. And a large bobcat can take a male fisher if they catch him on the ground.
Additionally, Patrick also weighs the evidence provided by longtime trappers who have seen this kind of decline before.
There appears to be roughly a 30-year cycle with that population. So we're in a low now. It's my belief in 7 years or so we'll see these numbers starting to go the other way. Fisher rebound statewide.
But Mead isn't content to wait for the numbers to change on their own accord, and he's encouraging Fish and Game to take action to conserve the populations, namely shortening the trapping season and limiting the number of animals trappers can take.
It worked before. Mm-hmm. When we did that, the fisher population responded.
But even Mead concedes that this is a complicated matter.
I mean, there are so many other things that could be playing into what's going on here.
And that's the crux of it. There are many forces that could be affecting fisher numbers. That's what makes wildlife management an imprecise science. Biologists collect the data. Any actions they take to benefit one species must be weighed against the effects on the larger ecosystem. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
I'm Virginia Prescott on the latest episode of the Civics 101 podcast. The Constitution clearly allows for amendments, but is a little vague on how to do it.
The Constitution actually says, only in very terse terms, how it expects this to work. And so whole questions like time limits, do they have to have the process finished within a certain period of time, are not really addressed.
Subscribe to Civics 101 and all of NHPR's podcasts on iTunes or wherever you download yours.